Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the original version of the King James Version, the original version of the scrolls that the King James Version was interpreted from. I have some commercial announcements. If you need auto body parts, supplies, and vehicle parts, go to autobodyparts1968.com. That again is autobodyparts1968.com or partsautomotive.biz. That again is partsautomotive.biz. Looking for general merchandise, go to Roderick's1.com. Again, that's Roderick's1.com. Looking for some alternative Christian music? Well, go to, you can hear me play, at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles, ending with an S, /Roderick White. Or ReverbNation.com/Roderick White, *=15:45:41. Again, that is ReverbNation.com/Roderick White, *=15:45:41. All right, let me begin the program. And it goes to say at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, "So I made up my mind that I would not pay you another painful visit. For if I cause you pain, who is left to make me happy except the people I have pained? Indeed, this is why I wrote as I did, so that when I came I would not have to be pained by those who are to be making me happy. For I had enough confidence in all of you to believe that unless I could be happy, none of you could be happy either. I wrote to you with a greatly distressed and anguished heart, and with many tears, not in order to cause you pain, but to get you to realize how very much I love you." Remember here, the brothers expressing love, and this is what we should have as true Christians, love for one another, as well as love for our neighbor, because you can't succeed in Christendom or without love. You have to have love. "Now, if someone has been a cause of pain, it is not I whom he has pained, but in some measure I don't want to overstate it, all of you. For such a person, the punishment already imposed on him by the majority is sufficient, so that now you should do the opposite, forgive him, encourage him, and comfort him." So this is what we want to do to our fellow brothers. Forgive him, encourage him to go on, and comfort him through times of need. Otherwise, such a person might be swallowed up in the overwhelming depression or the world, Satan's temptations and desires. It goes to say, "So I urge you to show that you really do love him. The reason I wrote you was to see if you would pass the test, to see if you would fully obey me. Anyone you forgive, I forgive too. For indeed, whatever I have forgiven, if there has been anything to forgive, has been for your sake in the presence of the Messiah, so that we will not be taken advantage of by the adversary, for we are quite aware of his schemes. Now, when I went to Troas to proclaim the good news of the Messiah, since a door had been opened for me by the Lord, I could not rest because I failed to find my brother Titus. So I left the people there and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in the Messiah constantly leads us in a triumphal procession, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of what it means to know him. For to God we are the aroma of the Messiah, both among those being saved and among those being lost. To the latter we are the smell of death, leading only to more death. But to the former we are sweet smell of life, leading to more life. Who is equal to such a task? So it's going to show here, to the world, we are a smell of death, or to those who oppose Christians, or the good news of the Messiah, or the good news of the kingdom. It goes to say, for we are not like a lot of folks who go about huckstering God's message for a fee. So you're not supposed to do that. You can reap the material from the material harvest, but you're not supposed to go imposing fees for the message, to teach the message. You can charge for books, Bibles, in order to get them a Bible, because you would have to come out of pocket for that otherwise. But to charge a fee for the ministry works, you're not supposed to do that. It says, on the contrary, we speak out of a sincere heart, as people sent by God, standing in God's presence, living in union with the Messiah. So you want to live in union with the Messiah and his ways. It goes to say, are we starting to recommend ourselves again? Or do we, like some, need letters of recommendation either to you or from you? You yourselves are a letter of recommendation, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You make it clear that you are a letter from the Messiah placed in our care, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on stone tablets, but on human hearts. So this is the way we want to be to the fellow brother man. We want to be written in his heart as someone who spreads the good news and does good. Such is the confidence we have through the Messiah toward God. It is not that we are competent in ourselves to count anything as having come from us. On the contrary, our competence is from God. He has even made us competent to be workers serving a new covenant, the essence of which is not a written text, but the Spirit. For the written text brings death, but the Spirit gives life. Remember that. The written text brings death because it keeps us, binds you by law. But we are bound by Spirit, and that gives us life. Now of that which we work, death, by means of a written text engraved on a stone tablet, comes with glory, such glory that the people of Israel could not stand to look at Moshe's face because of its brightness, even though that brightness was already fading away. Won't the working of the Spirit be accompanied by even greater glory? For if there was glory in what worked to declare people guilty, how much more must the glory abound in what works to declare people innocent? In fact, by comparison with this greater glory, what was made glorious before has no glory now. The scrolls, written texts, stone tablets. For if there was glory in what faded away, how much more glory must there be in what lasts? Therefore, with a hope like this, we are very open. Unlike Moshe, who put a veil over his face so that the people of Israel would not see the fading brightness come to an end. What is more, their minds were made stone-like, for to this day the same veil remains over them when they read the old covenant. It has not been unveiled, because only by the Messiah is the veil taken away. Yes, till today, whoever Moshe is read, a veil lies over the heart. But says the Torah, whenever someone turns to Adonai, the veil is taken away. So the blindness is taken away whenever you turn to Adonai or good. It says, now Adonai is, in this text, means the Spirit. And when the Spirit of Adonai, and where the Spirit of Adonai is, there's freedom. So remember that. So all of us which fax unveil see as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and we are being changed into his very image, from one degree of glory to the next by Adonai the Spirit. So remember that we are being changed into the very image and likeness of the Messiah, or Adonai, good, who was in the Messiah when the Messiah died for our sins. We are becoming in the image and likeness of Adonai, or the good of Adonai. We are in the image and likeness of that. All right, that is my ministry for today. So I'll be leaving you. If you'd like to call into the show for some reason to get a Bible or so forth, you can email me at partsautomotive@hotmail.com and I'll get you a Bible. Give me a call and leave your name and address. My number is 312-925-9887. Also, with the purchases you make at one of the stores I called out, I contribute a portion to buying Bibles for the brothers and sisters that call in. So if you want to help the ministries, remember to shop there at one of the stores. Again, it's Auto Body Parts, 1968.com, partsautomotive.biz, or Roderick1.com. All right, I'm out of here, and you guys have a blessed evening. Let me say a prayer, kind of speeding things up. Good, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters, watch over and guide them, but protect them from the demons and Satan and his worldly attacks and domination. I pray that you awaken their hearts for love, that their hearts love and grow to love and become as love itself, and in the ministries, in the harvest work. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen. If you'd like to call into the show for future reference, the number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. All right, I'm out of here.